Well, 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 if it isn't you again. Yes, I am back. Guys, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. I hope everyone had a fantastic break. I hope you survived the holidays with your family. I hope you survived the allergy attacks, the sicknesses, the forgetting what day of the week it is, the overexertion of our stomachs because we have all eaten far too much food. And let's just really get into this year. It is January 2nd, 2019. I am your host, your Beer League unrestricted free agent, future fourth liner, retired softball legend, middle school basketball co-city champ, three-point machine, waiver wire warrior. It is I, Laces Out Finkel. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. Sorry for the elongated break. As all of you, I had to take a little bit of time for myself to really find myself. And I found me. I was in the mirror the whole time. Every single time I went to the bathroom, I was like, hey, there you are. Thank you. Yeah, that was a really bad joke. But as usual, I want to let you guys first and foremost know that I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon at Laces Out Finkel. I have a Facebook group. If you have not liked and shared it, please do with all of your friends. A big thank you to everyone that has followed me thus far and supported me on this fun little journey I call life. I want to say sorry for, oh, I don't know if you heard, I just turned the page. It's time to turn the page on last year. But really, I want to thank you all so much for your support. Anyone that's lended a helping hand thus far. It was just really kind of a wild end of the year for me personally. I really just wanted to start something new and fresh. And so that's how I began this show. I have explained to a lot of you that it started off with Shelby Cook and myself doing a little podcast together. And due to unforeseen circumstances, we are taking an elongated break ourselves from that. But I really wanted to continue because the fire had been ignited. So I want to continue to keep that fire going. I hope everyone had a great break. I want to hear about your break. I want to hear what you did, what you got for Christmas. I want to hear how you got sick, because I had a wicked allergy attack down in San Antonio, Texas, where the cedar was higher than ever before. Anyway, I made it through. I survived. I've got my voice, as you can tell. Today's episode is going to be more along the lines of a statement episode. What you can expect from me, your host. What you can expect from the podcast. What can you expect from me as a person? So today, obviously, is going to be about New Year's resolutions. I'm going to share a couple of my personal resolutions that I want to be held accountable for from you people, my listeners, my beautiful fans. And I also want to hear about your resolutions, but I am also going to give you my resolutions on the show. What you can expect from Mua. So let's really just get into what I did for the holidays. I went to San Antonio, saw all my beautiful family down there. I've got a lot of cousins. I've got a lot of aunts and uncles and whatnot. You know, the who's it, what's it's. Had a beautiful time. A lot of you may have known that, you know, last year wasn't the best and smartest year for me financially. And that's just because I am still a bit of a child when it comes to, you know, my finances and taking care of things. But that, which is ironically one of my New Year's resolutions, so what up? But I did something different than I had ever done before. I know some of you gave me tips on this and really pushed me to do it, so thank you for that. I wrote letters to every single person in my family on my mother's side. On my father's side, I have not gotten there yet, but I am going to, promise. So I know a couple of them are listening going, where was my letter? Where was mine? So, but it went over really well. It was something that I did not expect to go over as well as it did, but it felt very special. I think it was just a really for me, I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve. And so I let them know that I love them very much. And it was just a really cool moment. So as you have probably seen on my personal Facebook or my Instagram page, we took a family picture. You know, now my cousins are starting to have children, and those children are amazing, and now they're having more children, and those more children are going to be just as amazing, so it's just fun to see the family grow. Anyway, that's basically what I did for the holidays. I just took it easy, you know, try not to light myself on fire on New Year's Eve. You know, I think I dodged a bullet on that one, stepped in some dog poop. That was about the biggest injury that I suffered on New Year's Eve. Anyway. Sorry for not giving you guys a warning that I was not going to be doing the podcast for a while. I'm sorry. I'm just really bad about that kind of stuff. I should be better about it. I have the Facebook page directly for that. I apologize. Oh, just the worst. Anyway, let's jump into these New Year's resolutions. First and foremost, my New Year's resolutions are going to be to join a beer league. And dominate. Not a big deal. Naturally, I'm going to get in there and dominate. So I'm getting close. I'm skating more often. My skating has become more confident. I feel like it's time for me to join a team. So that little mark at the beginning where I say I'm a beer league unrestricted free agent may be coming to a close very soon. I want to do more alone. I find myself being more alone more often now that a lot of us have had kids, we're moving on and bigger, better things and steps in our lives, so we don't have as much time as we used to. But a lot of us find a lot of time alone. What am I going to do with that time? I want to travel. Go see movies by myself. There's a stigma around going to see a movie by yourself. Like, there should be no stigma. Do what you want to do by yourself. Definitely want to go and read books. That's another one of my resolutions, is to read at least a book a month. I want to become more educated. 2019 for me is going to be a lot more about self-care, physical and mental self-care. I want to take classes. I want to take classes for editing and marketing. So that's kind of a mix between the resolution for the show and the resolution for myself. I want to make this show, this product that I'm giving to you, as best as possible, in the best way I can. So that's definitely going to be something that you guys will hopefully tell by this time next year that will be a complete 180. You'll see and you'll hear the difference, and it'll just be this grand poobah. So I want to do that. I want to finish my tattoos. I've got a lot of tattoos on my right arm. I am looking to complete the entire sleeve. So hopefully within the next 6 months, I want that to be done. But those are just a few of my personal resolutions. As far as the show goes, I want to have more organization. I want you guys to enjoy the show more because of the way it is organized. I'm a very organized individual, and I want to make it cleaner for you. I want the quality to be the best that it can. I know a lot of ways to improve that, so I'm going to be taking the steps within the next couple of months to make it way more clear sounding, better editing overall, just making it really crisp and clean so you guys know every single time that you pop this podcast on and you beautiful little ear holes that it's going to come through and it's going to sound absolutely perfect. I want to do interviews. That's something that I have not done yet that I need to start doing. I've done a couple of things with friends here and there, but I really want to do something more along the lines of an interview type thing. And hopefully here in the next couple of months, I can make some connections with people and get some people with notoriety. I know a lot of people have reached out and said, you know, hey, you can do it. You know, I know this person that can do this. I know this. So I'm going to be taking advantage of those connections that I already have and furthering them so you guys can expect more information. So I really want to know too, what you guys want. What does my audience want? My target audience is going to be adults in the late... Honestly, I would love for everyone to listen to my show and enjoy it the same. So anyone between the ages of 18 to 40 and everyone everywhere else of all races, religions, colors, whatever orientation you have, I want you to be able to tune in and enjoy what I have to say. Now, a lot of my shows have been sports-centered. The Sports Center. But I want to continue that too, because that's what I know best. I want to be able to share things with you guys that I know the best. I would not want to give you something, some kind of show or product where I'm stumbling over my words or having to do research on the spot. I just know sports, guys. I love sports. So the undertone is going to be about sports. That's something that I want to stick with. But I want to further my repertoire. I love music. You know I love movies. So I want to be able to do things, maybe do like a Monday and Wednesday kind of thing. So Mondays will be more sports-centered type podcasts, and then every Wednesday will be more of like a general interest. So let me know in the comments on my Facebook page, or if you want to text me, comments on my Instagram account. Let me know what you guys want to hear, because at the end of the day, if I don't have you guys listening, then this is all for naught. I love the sound of my own voice. That's why I'm talking to myself in an empty room. But I want to know what you guys want, because at the end of the day, it is all about you. Yes, I said it. It's all about you. And I want you to feel as special as, gosh darn it, I know you are. Another thing I want to do for the show is really utilize Facebook Live and YouTube, because I did dabble a little I did do a little bit of that last year, and I felt like it went really well, but I can also improve on it, because today I am making the promise to you that I'm going to improve everything from here on out. My podcasts are going to be much more clean, but I want to really utilize what YouTube and Facebook Live have to offer, because I've got the face for radio, so you guys obviously know that you want to see this mug on your phones, on your laptops, on your tablets, just blah, 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 yapping away. So, you know, hopefully I can figure some things out and have one of those previously mentioned interviews and do it live and simultaneously have a podcast. I know a lot of, you know, Barstool Sports does it. I'm sure many, many other facets of entertainment do it, but I really want to make the promise to you guys, because if I don't make the promise to you, then what has this all been about? This whole episode's about promises, promises. I want to listen more, which is ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. No, I really want to listen more, because I feel like the more that I listen to you, the more that I will be able to relate to what you want. And so those are just a few of the resolutions that I have for the show. I really want to know what your resolutions are professionally, personally, physically, like what really drives you to the end of next year. So that's what I'm interested in from you. And so for the first 14 minutes of this show, you've basically been listening to what I have for you. And so for the next couple of minutes, you know, let's talk a little bit about sports, because I have not talked about any sports so far. Another sports resolution, a sports resolution from me, is I want to adopt into the soccer world, or football. Yeah, we have FC Dallas here, and I've talked about them briefly, but I really haven't taken a dive into the Premier League. And the Premier League is basically the top tier. Top bar down, Sally boys. So I definitely want to make a focus. I want to make an effort to try and follow the game more, learn the rules, and figure out where I belong. So my squad is going to be Chelsea FC, because Christian Pulisic is going to be signing with them for $73 million. Seriously? I want to figure out the loan system. I want to figure out what it means to loan a player. There's so many documentaries on the football clubs all throughout Europe, but it is really the world sport. It's a sport where anyone with a ball can play it. Doesn't matter what equipment you have otherwise. You don't need anything but literally a round object to kick. And then you're playing soccer. So I definitely, that's a New Year's resolution for me. I want to focus and I want to learn more about this sport. As far as everything else going on in sports, not a big deal. Dallas is getting the Winter Classic in 2020. Guys, this is amazing. This is amazing for the franchise. This is amazing for the city. I cannot friggin' wait. It's gonna be so dope. For those of you that are unfamiliar with the Winter Classic, every year the NHL now, for the last, I don't know, 14 seasons or so, do an outdoor game. And it's called the Winter Classic. Now, a lot of you are going to say, but it's not cold enough in Texas to play hockey outside. We have the technology. And to argue that, this outdoor classic has been played in LA before. And it was 70 degrees. And the game went off without a hitch. But, as you guys may have noted, or noticed, yesterday was a bit nippy. It was actually colder here, I believe, than it was in South Bend when the Blackhawks played the Bruins in the Winter Classic. So, stick that in your pipe and smoke it, you naysayers. Anyway, Winter Classic is going to be here in 2020. Something else that I want to get into briefly, because I've already expressed how much frustration I have with the Dallas Stars. Jim Lights, I'm sure if you guys follow the team at all, you saw the comments, and I don't like to curse on my podcast because I want it to be for the children too. But he more or less came out and called out our captain and alternate, Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, and I will put it lightly, he can use a poop emoji and a horse emoji. He said that his top two players on the team, his anchors, were playing like effing horse doo-doo. Which really sparked a huge reaction. I don't know exactly what they thought they were going to get from this. I don't know if they thought they were going to get more production from Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, or if they thought they were going to get the news storm that has just taken over the team. And it's just, it's got to be distracting, to say the least. Because, you know, it's upsetting. It really is. Jim Lights, shut your mouth. If you're going to come out and insult your team, maybe do it in a more constructive manner. Because if I'm a free agent now, looking outside in, next season, I see what he says about my top two players and go, well, if I can't play up to their standards, what is he going to think of moi? What is he going to think about me? The player. Jim Lights is just doing a bunch of this. Just a wah-wah. He is, I don't know. You know, Gary Bettman commented on it. The NHL Player Association has commented on it. Jim Neal has commented on it and said the language was unnecessary. Watch your profanities. But I don't know. I really don't see a clear win for that team on this subject. Other than now you wanted the attention of the media, the public media. You've got it. They say any publicity is good publicity. So I don't know if maybe that was the tactic they thought they were going with. It's confusing. It's really confusing because at the end of the day, Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn, those are your anchors for the foreseeable future. Tyler Seguin just got signed to an 8-year extension, bruh. What's wrong with you? Yeah, I get it. And I understand. Jamie Benn is a frustrating, enigmatic player. Because you don't know which Jamie Benn you're going to get. But I can tell you one thing. He's not vocal. He's not lively when it comes to playing. Yeah, he can scrap with the best of them. But you don't see him yelling and screaming. He's a very calm, quiet, and collected leader. So it's extremely confusing and puzzling why you would come out and say these things publicly. And then you see that Jim Lights has replied, well, we've had discussions with these guys face-to-face, and obviously nothing has changed. Okay, that's fine. How about maybe some secondary scoring, Jimmy? How about that? How about you help these top two guys? You know, they can probably squat a lot of weight, but I guarantee you they can't squat 20 other men that they're trying to pick up because the secondary scoring is basically non-existent. I mean, you go down the list and you see how few goals everyone has scored. I mean, granted, our defense has been deplorable because we've lost the top four defenders that we had. Now we're getting healthier. Carrick is back. Klingberg is back. His presence hasn't been truly felt just yet, but I think it will be pretty soon. So give me some secondary scoring. Maybe that's what I want for Christmas. That's what I truly wanted for Christmas, was some secondary scoring for my team. So we'll see how this plays out. This is something that I you know, as someone now that's going to be doing some media, like obviously with this podcasting, not a big deal. I really think it's good for the media because it now gives us something to talk about, but not in a positive light. So didn't mean to make a pun. Positive lights, Jimmy lights. Good nights, Jimmy lights. Really confusing, though. Really confusing. Lastly, what I want to talk about today, I'm chewing on my words a little bit here, folks. I'm chewing on them. Nom, 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 nom. I can hear everyone laughing at me. The Cowboys have made the playoffs from out of nowhere. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm humbled. Who am I kidding? I hope they get booted in the first round. I'm sorry, guys. I know 90% of the people that listen to this podcast are Cowboys fans, and I really, really, really do want to support this team, but I will not. I will not support this team with Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett at the helm. Sorry. There it is. I'd rather watch the Browns. The Browns were way more fun to watch this year. Way more fun. I'll admit this much. The Cowboys have a stellar defense, something that I've commented on before, and every week they seem to get a little bit better and a little bit better. The young guys are maturing. Jalen Smith is getting more confident. The strength in his knee is back, 100%. Logan Van Der Esch is the future of this defense. Logan and Jalen Smith, they are the future of this defense. And it takes a lot of the pressure off the secondary, because for a long time the secondary was a big weakness of this team. The offense, you know what? With that offensive line healthy, and you've got Zeke, who with missing... sitting the last game against the Giants, is your rushing champion for the year, yards-wise. I mean, the kid is just unbelievable. Feed him more, Seymour. You know, the players are a likable bunch. Gallup is a good dude. You know, he went through a hard time. His brother passed away late last year and decided to continue to play, which shows a lot of grit, a lot of gall. You've got Amari Cooper, who arguably was having the worst year in his career to date with Oakland, and then just comes to Dallas and proves all the naysayers wrong, myself included. I mean, you gave up a first-round draft pick for this guy, everyone said, and then he said, yeah, I'll show you where you can shove that first-round draft pick, John Gruden. But arguably, I was wrong. Do I think that the team is as good as they are? No, I think they're better. But I think they're still handicapped by their coaching staff on the offensive side of the ball. It's as simple as that. You get rid of that offensive coordinator, and you get rid of Jason Garrett, bring in some young, fresh, hungry coaches, and I guarantee you this team will make the playoffs for the next 5 years straight, at least. But until then, I just don't think they have what it takes. I don't think they have enough of what it takes to win the Super Bowl. Other teams are more complete than them on the offensive side of the ball. Other teams are more complete than them on the sideline. It's a harsh reality, but it's something that Cowboys fans are going to have to live with and deal with until Jason Garrett is gone. I'm sorry, his seat's still smoking. In my opinion, his seat is still on fire. We've got to cut ties with him. It's just a matter of time before, you know, I will say this much. If they get booted from the playoffs in the first round in the wild card against the Seahawks, which is this Saturday at 7:15, so mark your calendars, boys and girls. If they get booted by the Seahawks, it wouldn't surprise me if rumors start swirling and speculations start being thrown around that Jason Garrett still might be in danger of losing his job. I never want to wish ill will on anyone, but I just don't want Jason Garrett to ever put a star on himself ever again. Ever. It's that simple. Mavericks are still super, super entertaining. Guys, I'm telling you. And this is coming from a hockey fan, which is arguably the most exciting sport, in my opinion. Humble opinion. But watch out. Mavericks, man, they are so much fun to watch. Luka Doncic, thank you, higher powers that be workings. Thank you for Luka Doncic, because he has single-handedly breathed life back into basketball in Dallas. For me, and for, I guarantee you, so many others that had more or less lost interest at this point, that had been dwindling away since 2011 when we hoisted the trophy, not a big deal, humble brag. But Dirk is on the downslope. It would not surprise me if this is his last season. Dirk is beloved by every single person in Dallas, and he's arguably one of the most lovable guys in all of the NBA. Has been for the better part of 20 years. He's not a guy who goes out there and causes a strife with his players, with his coaches, with other teams. He just goes out there and he plays the game because he loves it. But he's a little more slow on the foot every year for the past 5 to 6 years. He works his ass off. He gets out there. He gives you everything. But it wouldn't surprise me if this is his last season. So Luka Doncic has breathed a new life into this team, into this organization, into the it seems like the coaching staff, but we got nowhere to go but up. So, thank you, Luka. Hallelujah. And then you may have heard that Dallas is getting an XFL team. I really don't know what they're going to be called. Again, you guys remember, if you've listened to me for a while, we had a little discussion on this. I want to be the Dallas Highlanders, because there can only be one, and because of the movie Goon. But the XFL is holding open tryouts, and guys and girls and children of all ages, I think that maybe I should try out for them. I got a pretty good arm. Toss the pigskin around. We'll see. I don't know. I think that'd be kind of fun. Maybe do like a live interview with some of the people that are trying out. I'm sure some of you guys have seen the movie with Mark Wahlberg. I can't remember what it's called. I don't know. My brain's old these days. But and I can tell you exactly what it's about. He plays a guy named Vince Papale for the Philadelphia Eagles with an open tryout. He actually makes it. Incredible or something like that? Invincible? Insatiable? One of those is what it is. But XFL is going to be having open tryouts. So if you guys want to go with me, let's go. Let's go try out. Let's go live our dreams. I don't think they give you health care, though, which is a little bit concerning. Oof. Wouldn't that be rough to be playing a professional sport but not be offered health care? Oof. Tear an ACL. But oh, that's a long boo. Anyway, XFL's having open tryouts for the Dallas Highlanders. Going to be a name drop. So, that's all I have for you guys today. I love you guys as usual. I'm happy to be back. I hope you guys had a great break. I hope you guys have a great start to your 2019. I can't wait to hear from every single one of you. I thank you in advance for listening to this. And for the first time in 2019, I hope you guys have a great day. I love each other. Bye-bye.